goes back to getting the very best for your players. And I wanted to get the very best for our players. And that's what I'm, you know, that's the goal. I have to do what's best for the University of Houston in terms of winning football games. And after going through that process, and when the powers that be told me this was okay, then I knew I was getting the very best for our players. And that's something that I promised myself when I got in this, you know, profession 13, 15 years ago. So I want to do the very best for players. I've been one. And I want to give them the very best opportunity educationally, athletically, and then life skills-wise as they move on.
Did it take a significant sales pitch on your part to get the chancellor and the chairman of the board and all those guys on board with you?
It wasn't a sales pitch. It was, let's go through the process and do what's right. There was no sales pitch. It was, if it checks out, then we can do it, and if it doesn't, then we won't. And it's very simple, and that's the type of cut-and-dry leadership that we have around here. And that's the same thing that we're going to do in our athletic department. I know with Chris Pesman being here, I visited with him, and that's the same way that all of our athletic programs run. It's very cut-and-dry.
Is it so cut-and-dry, Major Applewhite? I guess we're going to have to talk about that. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master, back in studio keeping us on air. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number to Texas. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Friday. Weekend is here for most of you. If you're driving your car on your way home, your weekend's here. Congratulations.
Happy weekend, Fred.
Ours is 3 hours away, but that's all right. We're going to have
happy weekend.
We are going to have fun for the next 3 hours because we are here at beautiful Sam Houston Race Park for the show tonight. Looking forward to it. Fun card tonight. There's also Sunday racing here for the only time this meet, Sam Houston Ladies Classic, which is their big race. And was talking to Mike, who works out here before the show. This is maybe the best day of racing that they're going to have in years. Coming up on Sunday. So also live racing tomorrow night, and we'll have some fun with it.
All right.
What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports, it's Friday. You know I'm in a good mood, Fred. I know you're in a good mood.
I'm in a great mood.
You get to bet some ponies tonight.
Yeah, I got a bunch of my old compadres are out here, so got to say hello to all of them.
Nice.
What I did not do is hire any of them to come work for us that have had, you know, instances in the past at their prior universities. I didn't do that.
Thank goodness. Yeah, I was thinking about this. Like, it's
first of all, that's Major Applewhite was who that was at the top, and he was speaking to Mark Berman of Fox 26. So,
yeah, I saw that today, and I thought it was funny that Major said, "I'm here to do what's best for this university." Pause. From a football perspective. Okay. But that, if that's the most important thing, okay. I for me, every time these guys do media, it's a reminder that Major Applewhite and the University of Houston are employing a guy who basically oversaw a program that had at least 52 rapes of women on campus. To me, it's unacceptable. It's disgusting. It's vile.
But it's best for the football program, AJ.
Right. That's what's. I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want these players to miss out on getting the opportunity to be coached by Kendall Briles, because I mean that's what's really important is getting that coaching. All right, dude. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And Kendall Briles, you have Kendall Briles' comments, John? These are even sweeter. Go ahead and tell me what Kendall had to say for himself. This is lovely.
But I understand it, and I understand the university's values and what they want, and then Coach Applewhite's culture that he's created here, and I've look forward to adhering that, and I signed on the line to do that. I just say judge me for me, and I've always done that my whole life. I've lived my life pretty pure, and you can judge me for what I do.
Yeah, first of all, I am judging you for you, bro, and you're a dirtbag, and. You know, I understand why the media, like the news, the newspaper and the TV media are scared to go after this guy and ask hard questions, because they all need the University of Houston like to get along with their jobs. We're so lucky that we could just say the truth and not worry about UH. Oh, you're not going to put your coaches on our show. Okay.
Fine. Yeah, we don't want them.
We'll survive. And the culture that you're talking about that Major Applewhite's building completely changed the day that he decided to hire you. That's the culture that he's now going to be known for. So congratulations, Kendall. You've done great. But hey, that offense will look a lot better than it did last year. You know, and that's what really matters.
Yeah. That's what's important.
Yeah, not the safety of students on campus. That's irrelevant, Fred. It's what's 52 rapes? What's 52 violent rapes? Not a big deal.
Were they all violent?
I don't know. I don't think all of them were. I don't exactly know where the line is between friendly rape and violent rape. I just think it's all pretty bad. And, but I'm sure that checked out. I'm sure that, I understand while the NCAA still hasn't closed the books on their investigation of Kendall Briles, Major Applewhite's personal investigation was thorough enough that he feels fully confident, because Major Applewhite has access to far more sources. He's got way more going for him than the NCAA does, so he's able to wrap up his evaluation rather quickly, while the poor NCAA struggles to get anyone to talk to them and things like that. So I could see how it's all coming together, but yeah, congratulations. That's the new culture at the University of Houston.
Yeah, well, I won't see me buying any more UH gear.
Yeah.
I honestly, I'm baffled by why they did this. And, I've talked to some people over there that this was Applewhite's call. So, and A32 says, isn't he a football coach? He's not in charge of the humanities department. I think you mean human resources. If you're in the humanities department, you're probably never going to get a job. Just so you know, that's what you take to get through college. But yeah, whenever you hire someone, you're responsible. You're the one making the call, and you have to do the checks yourself. I mean, you do. That comes with anything. As somebody who's hired people, I'm responsible for them and how they treat my other employees. And in this case, when you're bringing in a guy who was tied to that, there's a lot more to that.
Whose actual name is on it?
Yeah, you have to think about your female students on campus, don't you? Isn't that part of your job?
You just have to think of your reputation as a university, like what you stand for, and where you prioritize winning football games versus that reputation. And listen, UH was going to be fine with or without Kendall Briles.
Yeah,
I understand the offense was tough last year, but guess what? There's a lot of offensive coordinators out there. A lot. A lot of good ones
that could come in and improve that offense.
Could have easily made that thing better.
But see, it's a panic move because his first offensive coordinator hired didn't work out so well.
Exactly.
So
you go with one that if it doesn't work out, like not only did it not work out from a football standpoint, which I tend to think it will work out from a football standpoint.
Yeah, oh yeah. If we're just talking about that, their offense is going to get better. There's no question. No question.
But at what cost? And that's what I don't understand, what they're thinking, what they're doing. It's easy to point fingers at Major Applewhite and say he's responsible for this, but it goes all the way up the ladder. This had to be cleared by the AD. This had to be cleared by, I'm sure, the university president. I'm sure it had to be cleared by board members. It's a shame that many people were willing to say, yeah, well, we're willing to overlook a what's a rape investigation? What's, you know, a big deal? What's a handful of gang rapes on campus amongst football players? That's what football's about. Get out of here.
Yeah, I was horrified when they talked about bringing his dad back as a coach.
Oh, good Lord.
And this, you know, to me, this is almost like...
You know why they couldn't bring the dad? Because the heat would have been too much.
Yeah.
But this, they feel like, yeah, you know what? We can probably sneak this one in. And you know Art's going to call Kendall every week and tell him, oh, here's what you should do, here's what you should do. He might even show up on campus, Fred.
Yeah, well, and that's the other thing. He showed up, I guess, at a Rice game last year or a couple years ago when Kendall was there. And so is that what's going to happen? Is he going to be back on campus?
Well, I need nothing to do with him.
John, how do you feel about this?
You guys nailed it on the head.
Okay.
You sure? Because, I mean, you bleed Cougar red. That means you're supposed to defend every single thing they do. It's supposed to be okay with you.
Nope. I'm with the Me Too movement here.
Okay.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll take a quick break.
I imagine this day and age getting away with making that hire.
Right.
I mean, what if a company right now said, I'm going to hire – what if Netflix said, we're going to hire Bill Cosby to do a comedy special? How much fire would they be under?
They'd probably get a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, remember when he was
he was found not guilty.
Well, remember he was, before that, he was doing those shows in Canada, and people were outraged.
Yep.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. As an English humanities major with a good job, F you guys. Joke, love the show, but seriously, F you. I said that because one of my degrees was in humanities. We didn't have a communications program when I was at UH Clear Lake. So I feel like I can make fun of it.
Do you mean the Clear Lake Institute of Technology?
Yes. So.
Oh. It's so great that you're a graduate of the Clear Lake Institute of Technology.
Thankfully, they never changed it to
that. They didn't change it to that?
No, they never did.
Damn it.
It's too bad.
That is too bad.
I was really good at that place, too.
Oh, that was. Yeah.
I knew exactly where to go.
That was strong.
Yeah.
That was strong.
And 713.
You knew where the sweet spots were?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet spots on campus?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still have it there, but they had one bar on campus.
Was it called the G-Spot?
It should have been. I don't remember what it was called, but it was like this little tiny – basically, it was almost a closet. And
it's very hard to find?
You got to work for it, man.
I've been there a couple times. Yeah. Not consistently. I've never been a regular, but I've been in a couple times.
I bet you have. And this is the mindset that I think is the problem. I'm sure AJ knows more about what happened in the AD. I got to tell you, I don't care how good somebody is at their job, they're going to do stupid stuff.
Hey,
you can't just blindly say, oh, they know what they're doing, because clearly they don't.
Here's the other thing. The AD's got an investment in this thing. I don't. So take it for what you want, but you can, if you recall, there was a time when – but before it was even a national story, or before it was even breaking down nationally, before there was pressure on Art Briles nationally, this show pressured Baylor about the Art Briles situation. And I'm sure the AD knew more than me then too, right? But he didn't care until the pressure got up too high. And then all of a sudden he cared. Listen, the AD probably knows more than I do. The AD just has a reason to not care. And I don't. I don't have a reason to turn the other cheek from it.
No, but some people are never going to admit that their leaders
because
can do anything wrong.
It's their school.
Hey, I think you're good at your job. You made mistakes before. I'm pretty good at my job. Guess what? I've screwed things up and had to go back and correct them. I made bad hires, too. I wound up hiring people who I had to fire. That's never good. But they didn't come in with the baggage that they had, because there were some that, if they had that and I knew about it, they weren't getting hired. There were a lot of good people that wanted those jobs. I just I don't know why you go there. It's pointless to do it, but we'll see how it plays out. Jay off 288 says, thoughts on the events at Michigan State? Seems to be flying under the radar. 190-plus victims.
I don't think it's flying under the radar. No. I think it's a massive story, and that dude's going to prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's more people involved in that, too. And you're getting,
oh, I'm sure.
And that's where it's starting to get big. But
when the AD had to step down today?
Yeah.
I would guess that's not the end of it. He also said D'Antonio and Izzo are expected to step down. I'd be surprised if that's the case, unless there's some sort of proof that they knew about it. But I mean, that's a pretty different department than they would be in, you know?
Yeah, he should not have.
I don't think that doctor was molesting any of Izzo or D'Antonio's players.
No, but if they knew about it, they have to go too.
Oh, for sure. But
I mean, there's no doubt.
I think that it's a little bit different because it has nothing to do with the guys that they work with. You know, who knows? D'Antonio and Izzo may have never even met that doctor in their whole life. But I think everyone involved with that gymnastics program has to go. The AD probably has to go. Maybe even the president of the school is going to end up having to go. But, I mean, what are you going to fire the history teachers, the history professors? I mean, how far do you dig? I just don't know what the football and basketball program has to do with it. But if there's something that comes out that they did, then, yeah, they're as gone as anybody else. And they'll be as untouchable of a hire as anyone else.
Yeah. I thought that was I don't know how I feel about them having every one of those victims parade out there and tell their stories. I think some of it kind of – it got to be so much that maybe – I think that's one reason why some people are just not really paying as much attention to that because of the way they handled it. I mean, I'm glad the guy got put away, and I'm glad he's I'm glad that he's going to be in prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah. But he's going to get raped a lot, too.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, he's going to – I'm guessing there'll be a lot more entry wounds on him than he ever did to anybody by the time he's done.
Blake just sent me this thing from Outside the Lines. It says, break in a new E60 and Outside the Lines special investigation of the Michigan State Athletic Department reveals shocking details of a culture of sexual assault inside the men's basketball and football programs. Well, burn it down. If that's the case, burn it down.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll have to, I'm not familiar with the story yet, so I hate to comment on it, but if that's true, I don't care. And Izzo might be – he's one of the five best coaches in college basketball. Doesn't matter. He'd have to go.
Yeah.
He'd have to go. But D'Antonio's a pretty good coach, too.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter. Art Briles was a pretty good coach.
Yeah, he was a damn good football coach.
Let's
not forget that.
Art Briles made Baylor football relevant. Had you told me that that was even possible when I was a kid growing up, I would have laughed in your face. Baylor football was – I mean, it was a ship with a giant hole in the hull.
It's what it is now.
Yeah, it's what it is now. But it was what it is now single year.
It was Kansas.
It was Kansas football without the Orange Bowl appearance, without Mark Mangino. And somehow they got that thing to relevance and really it made some great success.
Heisman Trophy, not BCS bowls, but New Year's Six bowls.
Yeah,
I mean. That you would have never expected from just a pure coaching standpoint, yeah. But what was the price? Was it worth
exactly.
it? Exactly. And there's still people there who think it was worth it.
Well, and Baylor, good Lord, Baylor, they don't care. What's another scandal on top of things? You know, we got murdering basketball players.
Yeah, nobody got killed this
time. Dave Bliss scandals. I mean, this is minor.
Yeah. Well.
I don't get it. I mean, do you think – let's say Joe Paterno hadn't lived or hadn't died shortly after the Sandusky thing and he had gotten fired from Penn State. Do you think someone would have hired him?
No.
No.
Under
because he was attached to it and he knew about it. I mean, it's just bad news. It's a toxic thing you got to stay away from. You know? Hmm. Hell, dude, James Franco, we talked about what he's accused of. James Franco's movies aren't even getting nominated anymore. All the early award shows, James Franco's movies nominated. He's winning awards, winning Golden Globes.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, it's like, oh man, this dude. He tried to force. He tried to pressure some girl into giving him oral sex on a date. Yeah, no Academy Awards for you, buddy. I mean, it's. But you oversee 52 rapes on your campus. Yeah, we got a job for you here. Okay. And you know what? It's. And I don't know that it would make much of a difference, but had he got hired at some, you know, scummy little Division II school or even a lower tier school than UH, like but UH is a pretty prominent program now. They're trying to work their way into something meaningful. How do you think this reads in the eyes of the Big 12, who just got their name dragged through the mud over the Baylor thing? You think they're looking to bring Kendall Briles back into the fold? And that's the big goal, right? To get into a major conference, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure the Big 12 is eager to bring Briles back in. Yeah, he's done wonders for their reputation lately.
I don't know if this is how legit this is. That Dwayne just tweeted, said breaking news: sources close to the athletic department reporting that Izzo may retire within the next few days. D'Antonio soon to follow.
If that's the case, good.
Yeah, you know, that's. It just goes to show you don't know people.
You don't.
Because we've interviewed Larry Izzo more than once, and almost everyone you talk to just respects the hell out of that guy. But you know what? That was Art Briles, too, before all this happened. So it really makes you wonder. I mean, it really makes you wonder about people. Do you really know anybody? 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, thanks for the college basketball plays. He parlayed Michigan and Utah with the points.
Hey, now.
So, yeah, that was a good – that was a
dude, I'm telling you, I'm on a pretty good roll lately.
That was a really good segment with Brad yesterday. And while you guys were talking about the SMU-UConn game, I got online and bet it. And I didn't think I had that much money in my account, but I apparently hit a trifecta earlier in the day at Gulfstream. So I thought I was betting $50. I put an extra zero on it.
Not a bad mistake on this day.
Yeah.
Yesterday was another good day. And yeah. I honestly think since I've – and it's not like I'm afraid to talk about the plays that I'm making. I'll still talk about them on the air. And I basically gave out all my plays yesterday during that segment. I'm just not posting them on Twitter anymore, and it's making my life so much easier. And I'm just rolling.
Yeah,
and
but that's the thing. You just should put them on the show. People should have to listen to the show for the picks. I think that's.
But I'm up almost to 60% on college hoops this year now, and I don't need people telling me how much my picks suck. I don't need that. So I'm just avoiding it altogether. It's working out for me. But yeah, you're welcome for that. I'm glad that some people took that and ran with it. All right, guys, got to tell you about my computer career. It's a new year, but is it a happy one? Are you happy in your job? That probably has a lot to do with your happiness. If not, why haven't you considered an IT career? If it's because you weren't the best student in high school, who cares? That's high school. No one cares what you were doing in high school. See if an IT career is right for you. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so make new year, new career your resolution and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Yeah, Mark says that was a fake account, which it looked spotty, I'll just say that. But we'll see.
Joseph says, need to get out the track again. Hadn't been since the Breeders' Cup. Yeah, you do, man. Get out here. Good card tonight. Really good card on Saturday. And this weekend is one of the – just a terrific weekend. You got the Pegasus World Cup at Gulfstream tomorrow, and I actually posted some plays for that. I'm going to try to beat Gunrunner, who's fantastic, but not going to make any money off him. So I've got an alternative plan. That's on Sports Map. Tonight's picks for Sam Houston are on here. And then Sunday, great day of racing out here with the Houston Ladies Classic and a bunch of other stakes races, the Connolly Turf. I mean, it's just a big, big weekend for the ponies. So if you're going to come out, this weekend's the time to do it. One of those 2 days. You're going to have a blast. Guaranteed. Hopefully you'll win some money, too. That's the main thing. And just a quick plug for Sports Map. Some really good stuff on there today, including AJ's column, where he ranked the four quarterback situations in the AFC South.
You disagreed with me?
I just think, well, the only thing I would disagree on is I'm not as sold that Andrew Luck's okay.
I'm not either.
I mean, I think that's...
But I think that's sort of it's a risk-reward thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's broken, though. And I'm less worried about Deshaun Watson coming back healthy than I am Andrew Luck. Now, if we're just talking about who's the most accomplished, there's no doubt.
Right.
Who's had the best career. Who's
if at their best, if everybody's totally healthy and at their best, I feel like Andrew Luck's still the best guy.
Yeah, I'm almost ready to say that I might take Deshaun Watson over him.
After six games.
If that's his best, I'll take that.
Okay.
I'll take that. You're going to win a lot of games with that. You're talking about at their best.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see.
Well, just remember at his worst, Andrew Luck threw for 4,000 yards and 30-something touchdowns 2 years ago in a really down season.
Yeah.
He was still pretty damn good.
He was. He turned the ball over more than he had in the past, and that was the thing that kept him from being good. But
Deshaun Watson, he's not exactly careful with the ball either all the time.
No, but I'll tell you what.
He's
19 touchdown passes in six games. That's
– Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, I assume he's coming – I mean, I assume he'll come back healthy, but – is he that player that we saw? If he is, great. But I want to see Andrew Luck healthy. But in case you missed it, the order you had the Jaguars with the fourth best situation, which even though Blake Bortles got him to an AFC Championship game, there's talk out there that if Alex Smith or Kirk Cousins is available, they would go after them and wave goodbye. And I think that would be a good move. You have the Titans third, and I wonder. And I thought you made a really good point in there. It's why don't you hire an offensive coach to work with Marcus Mariota? But that gets back to, I don't know what the hell they were thinking with Vrabel. Texans second and Colts first. And you make a really good case for Luck.
I think there's a case to be made for Deshaun Watson, too. It's just right now, this offseason, I'll still lean with Luck. I mean, if I get another full year of what I saw last year from Deshaun Watson, it'll be hard to argue. But as of now, I'll still take Luck if they're both completely healthy, which who knows if both of them will be completely healthy.
979 says, speaking of not knowing who you're working with, if it's found out that your station or people you work with have been covering up assaults, would you stand up and speak out, even if it's one of you two? Absolutely.
Yeah. You think Fred's going to let me go around raping people? No. You think I'm going to let Fred go? You think I'm going to let John go around raping people? No.
No, you know what?
I won't allow it, Jong.
You know what I'll do? I'll say
he's asked me if I'd be okay with it. I said no, under no circumstances.
I would. I would get you a good lawyer.
Yeah,
and wish you luck, and that'd be the end of it. But I don't. I can't speak for everybody at the station. I think I can speak for the people I know the best that I've spent a lot of time with. That I would not worry about those guys. But I know them a lot better than I knew Art Briles. So, but yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it'd be hypocritical not to. But I honestly don't think. Now I'm thinking at the station, who would be most likely?
Barry Warner.
He's too old. He can't even move. he just had another surgery. Poor guy's going through rehab. I wouldn't put that on. Well.
I mean, yeah, that's what I think he's leader in the clubhouse. Although, is he really even on our station?
Well, he's on Sports Map 94.1.
That doesn't count then. He's on a different station.
But
I don't know who it would be then.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people there. I just don't know that well.
It'd have to be Granato.
I know Granato pretty well.
It's got to be him, Fred.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Are you saying Joel Blank?
I don't know Joel that well yet.
Okay. Like I don't trust him is what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, I know Joel, but
you just don't know him well enough to trust him.
No, I don't know him well enough to say, oh, yeah, there's no way. I mean, the people I know well enough are you and Jong, and, you know, I've spent a lot of time with Granato and Lance, and spent some time with Barry Laminack. Spent a lot of time with the big boss. I feel really good about those people. I can't speak for everybody, though. I don't know. It's just like steroids. You know, steroids in sports. I can't sit here and tell you, oh, there's no way this guy did it. But I don't, you know, I wouldn't anticipate that. We don't have a lot of people in positions of power.
No.
That can do that or would do that. I think we have a pretty good collection of human beings. But, you know, nothing would surprise me.
Yeah, I don't think anything would surprise me either.
But all I know is that I think everybody has to be careful of perception. Jong would surprise
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that would get me. I'd be really disappointed in you, Jong. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'd find hard to believe.
Juggalo Trey would disappoint me. That would be I think I'd be a little shocked. He's borderline asexual to begin with.
Yeah.
But if he were out there raping, I'd be really disappointed because I look at him like my illegitimate son that I'm ashamed of. Mm. Just kidding, Juggy.
409 asks, is Michigan State getting more coverage than Baylor did? Feels like Baylor wasn't that serious on a national level.
Well, the difference is there's a face that's being put to all of the everything right. That went wrong with Michigan State and USA Gymnastics. There's a guy who's on trial, and everybody sees this guy, and everybody knows his name, and everybody can focus everything on him. With Baylor, it was much more of an institutional thing, and like just sort of basically the entire organization was just willing to overlook things.
And, you know,
I'll be honest. It's more shocking that Michigan State didn't stand up and say something.
Yeah, it is.
Or USA Gymnastics. I mean, to me, I mean, Baylor football, that was a cash cow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, if you said, okay, we're – and I'm not saying that it's right to do it, but I understand Baylor, you know, not they've just built a brand-new stadium. They're trying not to to lose out on this money, this thing they got going. But, I mean, if Michigan State – if they stand up and say, hey – this gymnastics coach is a little rapey, and their gymnastics program suffered. He's not even a coach. He's a doctor. I mean, you could replace him so easily.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand the motivation to cover for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least in a sick way, you can understand why people at Baylor were willing to cover for Briles and company and the football players. But I don't understand why anybody at Michigan State was covering up for anything to do with gymnastics. Who cares about that? Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you watch the first episode of that Waco the other night?
I've got it recorded. I haven't watched it yet.
I'll be curious to get your thoughts on it. I thought it was pretty good. I'm looking forward to the rest of it. I thought it was a little too pro-cult for the first one. It seemed like they were very positive about the they were putting them in a very positive light. But looking at the previews moving forward, I don't think they're going to do that. But then Blake says public school versus private, easier to obtain records.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, and that's the thing. We, in my old days, we tried to go after Baylor for several things, and we weren't able to get records or anything. And it wasn't the football program, obviously.
Right.
Back then, the football basketball program was garbage. But basketball and women's basketball. We had a lot of good stuff that we had dug up, though we were unable to confirm, so we were never able to run it, and it was frustrating. Same thing with Rice baseball. You know, we had some stuff on Rice baseball that we couldn't get because of their records, and because of that, you just, you know, the story dies.
Yeah.
Because we had to have it ironclad, and we weren't able to do it. But that's the reality of the world. It's unfortunate. We should have more transparency, but if anything happens at UH, it'll get out. Guarantee you that.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
You'll investigate, right? Yourself? You'll get your hands dirty?
No, I don't do that anymore.
All right, fine.
I don't really have investigative people.
Who's going to get their hands dirty around here?
Nobody has investigative
people. Who's willing to get their hands dirty around here? Jong?
I'm not an investigative journalist.
Do we have one of those on staff?
No.
I could do it, but I don't. Think about this. This is the reason that there's not many of those guys left. If you were to do it right, you would send somebody to Waco for like 6 months to just talk to people and track down information.
To go undercover as a woman.
Well, not even that. But you should have you have somebody on the ground doing that for a story that, like I mentioned, those stories that we never got. For a story you may never run. From a financial perspective, that makes no sense. If I were to pull somebody off a sports map for 6 months to go investigate something and pay them for it and pay them well, because the people who can do that are expensive. There's a reason that there's just not many news organizations willing to do that, and frankly, I understand it from a financial standpoint. Plus, it's an unpopular story. If anything you do like that, if you go out and you find out what really happened, and then you're automatically going to have people hate us for, mentioning Baylor.
Baylor people who
just for saying that
want to light
crazy.
Me on fire on their stupid message boards.
All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. When the ritual
begins. ESPN 97.5. Hold up, son. Word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from San Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And this is where I'm supposed to do my read to get on SportsMap, but since we just played that ad. But you can follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. And besides A.J.'s story, which is really good, we got Charlie Palillo's weekly column. I've got the picks for tonight and a bonus play on tomorrow's Pegasus World Cup that's up. We've got a lot of high school content from Vipe. We've got the weekly look at all things Houston sports from the Harris County Houston Sports Authority. Steven Uzik gives you a list of things to watch if you're out on the Super Bowl. Jerry Bowe wrote on the Mad Bomber Better that we'll talk with RJ about. Courtney Sellers wrote about the Sabercats rugby team. So, plus all the high schools, about 15 new things on there today to go check out. So, today was more of a normal day, actually. Got all my stuff done, got everything posted, got to go out for a run.
I barely made my deadline this morning.
Well, technically you missed your deadline, but I got...
Did I?
Yeah, because...
Damn it.
But...
What's my deadline?
Well, I made the deadline for you. Well, 7 o'clock is when I like to get stuff. But
sorry.
But...
I beat my personal 9 a.m. deadline.
Well, 9 a.m. is when I want them up. That's why everybody has a 7 a.m. deadline. But you got it to me in plenty of time for me to get up by 9 o'clock.
Okay, good.
So
I didn't want to disappoint you.
No, you didn't.
I totally forgot. I wrote most of it yesterday, and then I totally forgot to, like, go over. And I don't know if I should just – you're the editor. I'll let you edit my stuff from now on. But I always kind of like to go over everything and make sure I don't have anything, glaring that I've messed up in there. And then send it to you, and then I didn't remember to do it until this morning when my wife's alarm went off.
Yeah,
I said, "Damn it, I've got to get up and do this." So I did.
Well, here's a little secret.
Normally, I sleep until 9. You know this about me.
Don't tell this to everybody else, but there's two or three people I don't worry about if they're tight on deadline because it's not that much work. I have others that are a lot of work.
Which category do I fall into?
Like I said, I had yours up in about 10 minutes after you sent it. So
okay, good.
Yeah, I'm not going to praise you for being late, but
you could.
I don't worry too much about your stuff. But that deadline exists because
of dummies.
Well, not so much that, but I'm getting five or six stories, and if I wind up having to spend an hour on one of them, then I'm not going to get everybody's up by 9 o'clock. Now, usually, what I'll do is I'll do the easy ones first, but the way the site's set up, I like the best stuff to be at the top. So I kind of have to save it. Like yours, I wanted in the premier spot today.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Julian says, listen to The Blitz, and now I hear Selena, WTF. I don't know, Julian. Is she a ghost? Is she coming through the airwaves? I thought she was dead, right? I don't know.
I mean, maybe it's a different Selena.
Oh, okay. What's that girl that used to be on Disney?
Selena Gomez?
Yeah, maybe it's her.
That's Justin Bieber's girl.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you see, I got to ask about this. These people eating Tide Pods, is this a real thing?
Yeah. You know what's great? Is like, I guess some places, people, their companies are like locking up the Tide Pods. At my HEB, there's like a big end cap filled with nothing but Tide Pods. I feel like we're trying to thin out the dummies where I live. They're like, hey, you want them? Here they are. Look how colorful and delicious they look. But you got to be honest. When you look at a Tide Pod, if you didn't know that it was filled with poison, you'd eat it. I mean, it looks pretty good. It looks like a treat. So I can see why these kids initially appealed to them. But now that you know, like, kids are dying and it's filled with soap, which you know it's not delicious, you shouldn't do it.
Who had the idea in the first place?
Someone who looked at it and said, man, like, that looks pretty tasty.
You know what? I could see a little kid actually getting those and thinking, oh, this is candy.
Right.
I can't see grown teenagers saying, oh, man, wouldn't it be awesome?
Fred, that's the thing about the internet now. If you're a teenager, you post the dumbest thing you can do to YouTube, and that's how you get hits, and that's what – when you're a teenager, that's what you consider fame, is if I got this many YouTube hits. People are crazy.
Well, what if you die, though? Does it matter?
Well.
See, if somebody died for it, I'd click on that video. What's Michael bringing over here?
He brought you a winner, I think. A
little fairgrounds action on the 7. What are the odds on the 7 over there? I can't see that far.
I can't either.
Second screen to the right there. Yeah, see, Voldemort's going to go check for us. But, yeah, man, I just kept seeing people tweeting about that. And like, okay, this has got to be a joke. It's got to be a joke. No, it's not a joke. People are really doing it. 7137.
Your kids wouldn't do it.
No, well, they're old enough now. I hope they know better. My kids are pretty smart. I can't see them doing that.
Tim agrees with me. He wouldn't eat a Tide Pod, but they do look delicious. I don't think there's much debate on whether or not they look tasty. I mean, that's... They aren't tasty, but they definitely look tasty.
Maybe you shouldn't make them where they look tasty. Maybe you should make them look like a turd. If you just did them all brown,
yeah,
then I don't think people would want to eat them. Except for that one guy in Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead.
That's true.
He probably would have been all over him.
Yeah.
Critical Bill. Another meaningless reference.
A. Smith says, as a Baylor grad from the athletic program, albeit swimming, I'm embarrassed to be a Baylor athletic alum today. I see, keep doing what you're doing, because no need to sugarcoat what happened. Thank you, A. Smith.
Well, and listen, I have a lot of friends who are Baylor supporters who feel the same way. Trent says, have your clone eat the Tide Pod.
That's a good call.
Yeah, that is a good call. Tell me, is that as delicious as it looks? Just a thought. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. You know what? I'm okay with people eating those things if they want, because if they die, they die. We need fewer people on this planet. We need fewer stupid people. If you're eating a Tide Pod, you're a stupid person.
Yeah. Maybe one of the stupidest.
432 says, someone should just make an alcoholic shot that is filled with the same design as the Tide Pod, just filled with booze. Now that I might do.
That is an interesting.
That's a really
but then
good
you
idea.
Get into trouble. Then kids are going to play like a Russian roulette with it. They're going to put them all in a fishbowl and spin them around. All right, everybody draw one, and then somebody's going to eat a Tide Pod and die.
Oh well. Yeah, that's what'll happen. Somebody will sneak a real one in there. But you can smell the booze in a good one.
You know what looks? It looks even tastier than a Tide Pod are those dishwashing packets, the little gel packs that you put in the dishwasher. That looks tasty. I don't know what kind of damage that would do, like compared to the Tide Pod, if it would be similar or greater or less damage. But that could be a healthy alternative.
Or maybe maybe eat your bounce that you put in the dryer.
Right,
it smells delicious.
I use my dryer sheets as a napkin usually. That's after I eat my Tide Pod.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I know you've always been there. How do you care?
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.